A lot of times we think that targeting depression is about targeting the hopelessness, which is actually like a good style of treatment. But there's this other dimension that we're discovering, which is that what you really want to do is get depressed people to do something, anything. I even worked with one company that was developing a smartphone app that would predict when someone was becoming depressed. So one of the biggest problems with depression is that, you know, it starts and then it gets really, 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 really bad. So one company sort of was trying to figure out, okay, how can we stop things before they get really, really bad? And what they sort of discovered was something very, very simple. They can just look at your location data on your phone to determine when you are in the process of getting depressed. They can literally just look at the activity level of your movement and be able to predict to some degree how depressed you are. And it turns out that the behavioral activation therapy focuses on just getting you out of the house, just getting you to do things. And as you act more, we activate this behavioral activation system, and then we end up feeling better about ourselves, that the action leads to hope.